Do you realize there is a lot about the fine aggregate that is mentioned there? The opening statement. When Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva was cultivating the profound Prajna Paramita, he illuminated the five skandhas. That's why this five skandha is the fine aggregate of forming mind. This is the most important teaching. And saw that they were all empty. Wu yun jie kong. Zhao jian, the Mandarin word is better. Zhao means shine onto it. Jian, insight into. Means the direct seeing awaken to the unique characteristics that this fine aggregate of form and mind are empty. And because of that, he crossed beyond all suffering and difficulty, no more problem. So how can we understand this Heart Sutta? We need to understand what is this fine aggregate of form and mind. True or not? Huh? If you can't understand the fine aggregate of form and mind, then you cannot understand what Kuan Yin is trying to explain to you through the sutta. Then after that, he's straight away to Sariputta. He said, form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. For form itself is emptiness, and emptiness itself is form. You have to realize this through the cultivation, otherwise you cannot understand. So how do we understand all this? We need to actually develop the cultivation. Then we can understand. Otherwise, like a lot of Theravada tradition, sometimes because of their lack of understanding, they were very confused. They say they tend not to believe what the suttas say. They say, form is form lah. How can form be empty? Logical, isn't it? Logical, no? Huh? What is form? Huh? All this physical form. Huh? The table, the chair, the physical body, the building, everything. Form is form. How can form be emptiness? And emptiness is form. For form itself is emptiness, and emptiness itself is form. So how do we understand this? Anybody want to try? Huh? How do we understand it? Why is form empty? Anybody? Nobody. Okay. Let's discuss it. Okay. Let's say there's a box. Okay. So this is the physical form. Yeah? So according to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, he said this form is emptiness. And emptiness is form. How do we reconcile? This so-called box is a convention which we call physical phenomena or physical object form. So what we do is we use our mundane mind to perceive. Then we say this is form. Then again, through logic, we say empty means what? Empty means don't have anything in it. True or not? Empty. That's why I don't have anything. So he said, this one and that one, how can it be the same? But they don't realize. Before this form occupied that space, what was it? It was empty, understand now? That's why form is actually inside the emptiness. That's why form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. And that one is very important. So that you don't go and through process, through your knowledge, through your idea, through your thought process, create the delusion and the division. What can you see? Initially, that space was already there, like our mind, spacious awareness. That space is already there. Then how did all these images appear within the content of consciousness to create all this phenomenal world of form? It's the same. That's why when we understand all this through the direct seeing, through the awareness, we awaken. Why? Because originally, that true mind was just spacious awareness. Do you understand? No word, no concept, nothing. It's just that awareness, nature. Then everything that arises fill up that room. And how did it arise? Through your mundane thinking, your mundane mind. Like yesterday I explained. When you are not in the state of awareness, means you are preoccupied with the thinking. So a brain can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware without thought, to be with the moment, to observe, to sight, to understand what is going on, means silent mind observing. Or you are completely lost in thought, heedless, preoccupied in what you are thinking. Then normally what does human being do or think? They think about their problems, understand? That's why they are preoccupied with their own health, their own career, their own relationship, their own life problem. Then they are preoccupied with their family, their children, their grandchildren, their property, their career, their wealth, and countless first number two reality. So when your mind is being preoccupied by all this, you cannot understand spiritual teaching. You cannot understand that originally you are that pure awareness, which is spacious awareness, without anything. All this that come and occupy your mind, these are external phenomenal world, external objects created by mind. That's why they are dependent, originating, manifesting through the mundane mind. That's why this one is unreal. So now you see, you don't just take it as knowledge, just follow what I explained. Yeah, but they say originally empty, ma. Then this fog come in. So this fog fill the empty space. So form and the emptiness is the same. Understand now? It fills the same space. That's why form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. So if you understand it just like that, it means you are at the superficial. You have not penetrated in. To penetrate in is to understand what that emptiness is. Emptiness doesn't mean nothing. Emptiness means no permanent unchanging entity. Then empty nature of existence, you understand? There are things, there are phenomena, but they are not real. They are empty because they come and go and it's gone. You cannot hold, you cannot grasp, you cannot cling, and you cannot like hold on to it and say, this is mine, this is I. Like what I used to share with you all. Since birth until now, we can never deny that we existed through that phase of life. But is it real? Is it real? It's already gone, isn't it? There is no more reality there. The reality exists within the moment. Split second is day and gone. Split second is day and gone. So what is going on in life, in nature, within the condition? It's not what you think. You can only recall through memory. That's why I like the Mandarin song. 往事只能回味. You can only recall the past. And there is no more reality. Your past is already gone. Like Krishnamurti says, as dead as a dry leaf. But you have a mundane mind, a thinking mind, that cling on to it, hold on to it through memory, that it appears like real. But how real can it be? That is what delusion is all about. 梦想颠倒, you understand? Dream thinking, inverted dream thinking. The Mandarin word is very good, very beautiful. So see very clearly that the phenomenal world is just empty, not real, dependent originating, condition arising, cause of. That's why the Buddha came out with that teaching of emptiness. But in the Theravada tradition, he used the word anatta. In fact, anatta is a very, very powerful word. Anatta also includes emptiness. Anatta is not just non-self, like usually translated by the Theravada tradition. Even in the chanting just now, you read non-self. No, the deeper meaning is it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. That's why it's not only non-self, means everything is just not what you think. Yeah, they are dependent originating. They come and go, no reality. That's why ultimately empty. It's just like the saying, when we are born into this world, we come empty, right? That's why the Mahayana also has a very beautiful saying. Lai ye kong, qi ye kong. What is the meaning? Lai means you came to this existential world, means you are born into this world. You came empty-handed, isn't it? You bring nothing, isn't it? Then when you die, can you bring along all your possessions, your wealth, your loved one? You can't, isn't it? That's why you come empty, you return empty. But there is this nature's law within existence, the law of karma. That form of mind is subject to karma. That is the only thing affecting that form of mind. So see, because this form of mind is dependent originating, condition arising, karmically conditional for us to arise, then it come and go, come and go. Every segment of birth and death will come. Every of these birth, none of them are you. They are just segmented form and mind within the existence. Can you see? That's why awaken to that. Then they call it liberate your mind so that you are no longer deluded. So this teaching, this sutta is to be understood profoundly, deeply. When you meditate through mindfulness, through awareness, when you are aware, all this become very easy to understand. But when you try to use thought, knowledge to comprehend, then you become intellectual. You don't have wisdom. Then you can maybe debate, talk about it, then intellectualize it. But the wisdom is not there. The understanding is not there. So Dharma cultivation is not about knowledge. It's not about using the thought, because it's not a technical thing. It's not something you learn as a knowledge. It's something that you have to awaken to, insight into. That's why you need to use your pure awareness nature, not the thought process. Because the Dhamma that we are going to realize is beyond thought, beyond mind. Can you understand? Okay, so with this, I will go into the five aggregate of form and mind. The rest of the, what they call, heart sutta, is all linked to that understanding of the five aggregate of form and mind. And when you penetrate it, all the conditioned and the unconditioned that is explained in the heart sutta become very clear. That's why he said, in true emptiness, whatever exists in the conditioned world doesn't exist in the unconditioned. You saw that section or not? That section is very important. After Sariputta gone through all those things, He said, Sariputta, form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. For form itself is empty. This second part is more difficult. You must have mindfulness to see why form itself is empty. I thought you are in it. How do you see form itself is actually empty? That's why you have to inquire, go into it. How do I perceive that form? Huh? Two, one. Consciousness, isn't it? And what is consciousness? Just an image. Literally inverted by the brain. And you perceive that mental form has no reality. That's why I share with you all, if you can have the mindfulness to observe, you realize they arise through condition. Without condition, that form like this table doesn't arise. As an engineer, I know this building needs all the causes and conditions for it to arise. So externally, is already dependent originating condition arising. No condition, nothing happened. Understand? Like this table. You need the raw material, you need a skilled workman or machine or whatever to produce it, then somebody market it, then somebody bought it, offered to the temple, then we use it, arise already, exist, like the one pot. It's the same. Everything that you come to perceive in this world, they have their causes and conditions for their arising. So like the bullock cart analogy, when you put the parts together, it performs a function, you give it a name and a concept, then it arises, it exists. You understand? Like the table. But when you take all these parts away, what happens? Gone, no more. But when human being, the three conditions that supported this phenomenon separate, you say they die. But the block at the table, you don't say die, die. You say destroy, no more. So externally, it's really not real. Dependent originating, condition arising. Then how do you know that is the form, the table, the block and all those things? It's just an image, understand, created by the thought. And how real is this image? Externally, dependent originating, already not so real. But when you perceive it, the actual knowing or perception of it is just an image, is even more unreal, isn't it? True or not? Then why do you cling onto it, grasp onto it, and give it so much meaning? That's why form itself is actually empty, not what you think. It is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. But that one is more difficult to understand. So all this can be understood. Then after that he said, Sariputta, all Dhamma are empty of characteristics. See? When you go beyond the conditioned world, they are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed. But in the conditioned world, everything you see dependent on anything, like they arise, they produce, and they destroy. Sanmiya, birth and death. But in true emptiness, it's different. That's why the Han Sutta says, Sariputta, all Dhamma are actually empty of characteristics. That's why they have all this. This is the unconditioned. Then he said, therefore, listen to this. Therefore, in true emptiness, there is no what? Form, feeling, perception, cognition is perception, formation is sankhara activity and consciousness. Do you understand? In true emptiness, the five aggregates of form and mind do not exist. That's why the conditioned world has its own sets of Dhamma and reality. Reality, karma, everything pertains to the conditioned world. But in true emptiness, If the five aggregate of form and mind also not there, then how real can all these things be? That's why after that he continued, he said, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no tactile or mind. Then no sense data, everything. So because of all this, you will know in true emptiness, there is also no ignorance or ending of ignorance, no old age, death, and ending of old age and death, no four noble truth. There is no contradiction, understand? No? The Theravada who don't understand this teaching, is it? What is going on? Is it everything don't exist? The Hasutta said. And the Buddha teach all this. That's why I don't use the logical mind, yeah, to reason or to analyze. Otherwise, you cannot penetrate the Dhamma. Okay? So this part, once you understand, you will understand the rest. Yeah?